Hi, and welcome to Automation Chat News, a production of the Journal from Rockwell Automation and our partner network magazine, where I review the latest news in industrial automation and manufacturing. I'm your host, Teresa Hauck, executive editor. Before I dive into the news, it's time for our family-friendly, silly joke of the day. I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's today. His mother did not seem happy. So let's get into the news. First up is new research indicating that cyber attacks against critical infrastructure are rising. The report from Rockwell Automation and the Scientia Institute analyzes 122 cybersecurity events that compromised OT and/or industrial control system operations. This report found that 60% of cyber attacks against the industrial sector are led by state-affiliated actors, with 33% unintentionally enabled by internal personnel. The report also found that phishing remains the most popular attack technique. In 53% of OT and industrial control system incidents, SCADA systems are targeted, and in these incidents studied, 60% resulted in operational disruption and 40% in unauthorized access. Speaking of cybersecurity, OVA recently announced that CIP Security, the cybersecurity network extension for Ethernet IP, has added a new device-based firewall for enhanced intrusion deterrence. The CIP Security device-based firewall provides users with a simple traffic filter similar to how the IP tables program enables a firewall to be set up in Linux. The device-based firewall is enabled via a new CIP Security device-based firewall profile, which allows for flexibility to enable or disable this feature as desired. CIP Security now offers even more robust device-level protections with a device-based firewall to help discourage bad actors from infiltrating Ethernet IP industrial networks. The CIP Security device-based firewall is a mechanism to filter traffic based on IP address, port, and protocol. It's implemented via a new CIP object called the ingress-egress object, which enables an allow list of known IP addresses, configuration of available cipher suites, and routing rule definitions based on IP addresses and port numbers. This means Ethernet IP devices with CIP security can determine what nodes can be safely communicated with and whether TLS or DTLS encryption is required. The user can also decide whether other devices can route CIP communications through the configured CIP security device. Now, in February, the ARC Advisory Group's market size and forecast research for the operator panels market revealed that this market is driven by the convergence of operation technology, or OT, and IT, and industries going through digital transformation. IT-OT convergence makes it convenient to have one system to buy, configure, and manage. This also promotes the collaboration of IT and OT staff within organizations, which in turn supports innovation and enhances efficiency. Operator panels enable interaction between humans and machines and comprise the human-machine interface, or HMI. Operator panels provide increasing functionality, such as remote maintenance, direct connection to central servers, the cloud, line control, programming, design, etc. With digitalization evolving steadily, edge capabilities will be integrated into most automation devices, including operator panels. Rita Liu, director of research and key author of ARC's Operator Panels Market Research, noted that voice input, voice control, and other touchless interactions are increasing. That means company-wide standards for multi-touch and gesture recognition must be implemented, which means an end user would standardize on HMI software and hardware regardless of the controller or controller system. She said together with the bring-your-own-device trend, this can impact the operator panels market. You can check out the link in our episode description to get details about these research results. The ARC Advisory Group also recently released research on industrial edge apps, revealing that strong growth in edge app stores reflects the growing popularity of industrial edge computing apps. As automation solutions become more software-based, vendors are developing new ways in which apps are marketed, selected, purchased, and delivered. This trend has created online marketplaces and app stores for industrial edge computing apps, and they're often created by software vendors and maintained on their website. Neutral third-party marketplaces are also emerging that might sell apps from software vendors that don't have their own app store. Revenue growth remains modest because most users still aren't accustomed to selecting and purchasing software this way. You can get details about this study in the link in our episode description. You can also download the white paper, The No Excuse: Opportunities to Tackle Scope 3 Emissions in Manufacturing and Value Chains, from the World Economic Forum, or WEF. The paper is designed to help businesses navigate Scope 3 decarbonization and global climate efforts. Produced by the WEF Industry Net Zero Accelerator in collaboration with Rockwell Automation, Cambridge Industrial Innovation Policy, Capgemini, Siemens, and other advanced manufacturing companies, the paper highlights 12 emerging opportunities illustrated with case studies demonstrating the use of emerging technologies and embracing new partnerships across value chains. Use the link in our episode description to download the WEF white paper. In addition to contributing to this white paper, Rockwell Automation recently released its 2023 sustainability report. It details the company's sustainability progress and outcomes for the previous year, noting progress in its environmental, social, and governance goals. The report describes the work towards the goal to be carbon neutral by 2030 and discloses that direct emissions from its value chain represent 99% of its Scope 3 carbon footprint. And like the other reports I just talked about, you can download Rockwell's sustainability report in the episode description. Now let's switch gears and look at some awards and notables. The company Plex by Rockwell Automation has been named the Gold 2023 Merit Award for Automation under the Software and Apps category, representing the best in current and next generation innovations and technologies in its category. The Merit Awards is an independent awards program for industries around the world, and submissions represent the best in current and next generation innovations and technologies. UL Solutions has earned a top score in the Human Rights Campaign Foundation's 2023-2024 Corporate Equality Index and earned the company the designation of Equality 100 Award Leader in LGBTQ+ Workplace Inclusion. This is the second consecutive year UL Solutions scored 100 in the annual rating on the HRC's assessment of LGBTQ+ workplace equality. You know UL Solutions for being a global leader in applied safety science and for administering the UL certification mark. Speaking of top scores, Rockwell Automation also earned a perfect score 100 on the 2023 Corporate Equity Index hosted by the HRC. This is the 11th consecutive year the company has scored 100. So that's it for this month's edition of Automation Chat News. Thank you for listening. We'd appreciate it if you'd give us a 5-star rating and a review. I'm Teresa Hauck, and we'll chat again soon.